Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If he's not in the compound, there's still some fighting going on. He's escaped to Algeria, probably. He has $14 billion in assets, so there's a lot of countries that would be willing to welcome him. And so he's, but this happened very quickly, and he didn't really anticipate the rebels would move this quickly into Tripoli. So if he did get out, he got out by the skin of his teeth.
There's former Green Beret, retired Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, trying to answer the big question some people are asking, where is Gaddafi? Do you care? I guess that's one way. Whenever I start with that, people say, oh, I don't care. No, I don't want you to go away. I want you to kind of lay around because we have some very important conversational point that is a countdown extra later on in this hour. Presidential race in the focus. And, yeah, we'll spend some time updating you on conversations that are taking place on talk radio and talk television regarding the situation in Libya. For example, from MSNBC, Chris Caliza talking to military analyst retired Colonel Jack Jacobs about what he thinks is in store for Libya now if Gaddafi is actually really, really, really gone.
What are the risks on the ground in the immediate future in Libya if Gaddafi is indeed out of power?
Chaos is one possible outcome. Don't forget, this is a council that's made up of a number of different interests. It's not likely that they're going to be able to govern quickly or effectively, and as a result, there's liable to be a lot of chaos, no control, retribution. Don't forget, this is a tribal country, and in some areas, people are going to take it out on others now that there's a little bit of freedom. There's also the risk of the weapons that were in arsenals that belonged to Gaddafi having been loosed upon the world, particularly things like SA-7, shoulder-fired, surface-to-air missiles, which can do things like take down airliners. I don't think that the council or anybody else is going to be able to account for all the weapons that were under his control. It's going to be a difficult time, and whether or not they gain control over the entire country is questionable. Probably going to be a lot of infighting until there is some control over the country.
And, Colonel, how infighting, how long, and do we have any sense on who stands to try to seize power? Do we have specifics there, or is it too fluid a situation to know yet?
Well, we know some of the people, but it is fluid. Among other things, you have the Muslim Brotherhood, heavily influenced by that in Egypt. The Egyptians have some interest in what's going on. There's a variety of folks, some of whom we know and some we don't, who are going to vie for power. In the end, whoever wins is going to have to be somebody who can weld it all together. And that means, on purpose, that's going to be somebody who's particularly strong. In places like this, usually we have some bloodthirsty, desperate rise to power. It's a possibility that might happen here, too, even though we're talking about a change from a bloodthirsty despot. Just because they're all screaming democracy doesn't mean they're going to produce a constitution that guarantees it.
And are we talking about weeks, months, or years until we have someone emerge?
Well, take a look at Iraq. I mean, it's been years, and that's a place that has a long history and tradition of central government from Baghdad. I think it's possible. It's certainly going to be 6 months to a year, and they're all going to be after the oil. There's about between $20 and $40 billion a year in oil revenues. I think you're liable to have various people trying to control the assets across the country. You've got France, who has a vital interest in what's going on there in the natural resources, Britain, who's involved. I think it's liable to be a scramble for a while.
All right, so we're trying to put a focus on the picture from Libya. My sense is that a lot of Americans only care about it because it's another in the domino effect of what social media has produced over there, and also the oil, because if oil comes out of there and it's produced properly, et cetera, that is, it gets to the right places, it affects in a good way the price that we pay for oil. So let's keep our fingers crossed for that. Other than that, I don't think people, I don't say it's right, I just don't think people give a darn. 800-510-8255, but the news media will whip it up into something that it may or may not be, just because it's It's the end of August, and what else do we have to talk about, right? All of the politicians are on vacation, so let's go over and send a few crews and see what we can stir up that sounds foolish. Talk host Stephen King and Johnny Putman are talking here with correspondent Barak Barfi, who's in Benghazi, and the focus is, where the heck is Gaddafi?
Is there any word that you're getting about Gaddafi himself?
Well, we're hearing all kinds of rumors. One rumor has it that he's in Tunisia. Another rumor that he's in Algeria. Another rumor said that two aircrafts from South Africa came to pick him up. But we have no definitive word on what is happening right now with Gaddafi. And he's probably still in the country in one of his strongholds at this time.
Mm-hmm. As you look back over the past 48 hours, what do you view as the tipping point in a revolution that started back in February? You were there February 17th when this whole thing erupted. So what happened in the past 48 hours?
What we were seeing here in the last 48 hours is basically rebels rising up in the capital of Tripoli, in the city of Zaire, about 30 kilometers to the west of Tripoli, and in Garian, south of the capital, in what appears to be some type of concerted effort where the rebels were emboldened to rise up with their arms and overthrow Gaddafi's forces in those cities. As you know, the rebels have had communications with in those cities with the rebel stronghold of Benghazi, and the rebel leaders here told them to stay quiet, stay put, and when rebels come close, that's when they should rise up. And that's what we've likely seen in these last 48 hours.
You say that it's about 10 in the morning over there now and that things are relatively quiet. As a trained observer of this part of the world, what are you going to be looking for over the next several hours to give you an indication of who is in control and where we go from here?
Well, we're going to be looking at a few things. First of all, are there any revenge killings against Gaddafi loyalists? Will there be tribal retaliation? As you know, Gaddafi really denuded the state. He destroyed the Libyan state, and his pillars of support were three tribes that he drew on for his security forces and who he favored in economic dealings. The question is, will Libyan society seek retribution and revenge against these tribes? Another thing we're looking to see is, can the rebel political council, which is known as the National Transitional Council or the NTC, can the NTC really assert its power 600 kilometers away in the capital of Tripoli when most of its leaders are here in Benghazi? And will these rebel militias and brigades obey the NTC? These are the questions that we're trying to get answered in the next week or so.
All right, so that's basically the situation in Libya in a moment. We talk about the military side of all of this as Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520. 800-510-8255. Throw another number at you. Here's host Andrew Gobiel talking to Amran Irmada, who's a student in Rhode Island, also a Libyan, about the situation there. And it's the unfoldment, I guess, of all the activity in his homeland at the focus.
You've been watching this. You've been following the news all day yesterday. What were your thoughts as you were seeing what's going on in your homeland?
Oh, what's going on? My homeland is, I think, a historical time. It's just, I don't know. It's behind the comprehension.
And now, tell me a little bit about your background there. You spent a short time there. You were born there. You do still have family members there, right?
Oh, of course.
And have you been in touch with them?
Yes and no. See, in the past week, I have not been in touch with them. Actually, my family has been evacuated from our house. Our house has been damaged because I have 10 family members who joined the rebels, and then government did all the bad things as usual to us, and now we'll see.
And again, I can hear the joy in your voice, which is fantastic. You know, the biggest concern now, though, is this coalition group that's stepping up to try to assume control after Gaddafi is going to leave power. Are you nervous about what's next for Libya?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Well, I think we proved that we are able to manage, like, cities. Benghazi has been freed for 5 months now, and it's doing great, right? There are government there. Misrata has been freed, like the third largest city. Benghazi is the second largest city in the country. And it's been freed for 5 months. Gaddafi had control on it, and it's doing well. Misrata, the largest city with NATO support, it's been for 3 months, and it's doing good.
So this was just a matter of time. This was a matter of time that the rebels were going to take control.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there is a rebels government already in Benghazi that's there for 5 months. So I think it's gonna be even easier for us to control Tripoli because we already have government. It's not like when we took Benghazi and like after 42 years of Gaddafi's power, we had nobody in power and we had to make local government. But now things, I think, will be much better.
Is there a call for American troops to head on over there and to help in this transition period?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we need them.
All right, so the situation is in flux, if you will. The rebels have ended al-Qaddafi's long reign. Can they build a new government of unity and reconciliation? Those are most of the questions that are coming from the people on the outside. This is a six-month-old revolt. There's been some help from America and some of the people in Europe as far as the bombing is concerned, NATO in general. Are they over there right now on the ground? I think some NATO troops are there. Any American troops? I don't think so. Let's hope not, anyway. So that's basically the situation. On to presidential politics, 21 after on the countdown.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the presidential race now, after spending time talking about Libya, let's get to who's running, how they're running, what people are saying about some of the comments. One of the people in the race, Rick Perry, is getting the most comments, and most of them are negative. I'm looking at three or four different excerpts from various conversations that we had for you here in the countdown. Let's start with Ben Stein, who is someone that folks find him amusing, interesting. After he heard Rick Perry's comments about the Fed, he offered Mr. Perry some advice.
Governor Perry said in campaigning in Iowa that it would be something akin to treason for the head of the Federal Reserve Board, Professor Ben Bernanke, to print more money between now and Election Day. That, said Governor Perry, would only reduce the purchasing power of Americans. Now, I like Governor Perry. I agree with him on almost every social issue. But may I respectfully offer him a lesson in economics? This economy is stuck in a cruelly slow recovery from a recession that started on Bush 43's watch. Mr. Obama, a likable man, is trying to get the economy moving again. Chairman Bernanke, who has made many mistakes at the Fed, is also trying desperate measures to get the economy moving again. One of the measures the Fed is using is to increase the money supply, or what Governor Perry would call printing money. Typically, this is a helpful move, although it hasn't been lately. It's not a radical move. It's not anywhere near a treasonous move. It's not at all clear that in an economy as weak as ours, creating more money would cause inflation. The idea is to make money cheaper so businesses will borrow and then invest. Frankly, once again, it hasn't worked so far, but it is an orthodox classic move. It's a move by a man, Chairman Ben Bernanke, who wants to help his country recover. To call Chairman Bernanke a patriot doing his best for his country treasonous is a serious mistake. Governor Perry is new to national politics, but he's in a way a star, and I could see him someday in the Oval Office. I hope he'll get some moderation in his speech and some lessons in economics, and soon.
Boy, I sure don't want to see him sitting in the Oval Office, but that's just me. Here's Jake Tapper from ABC asking John Huntsman about Perry and his comments regarding evolution and global warming, the Fed, et cetera.
This was a big week for Texas Governor Rick Perry.
He went out on the campaign trail, and he raised a lot of eyebrows. He made some comments about evolution, and he said this about climate change, quote, "I don't think from my perspective that I want to be
engaged in spending that much money on still a scientific theory that has not been proven, and from my perspective is more and more being put into question."
These comments from Governor Perry prompted you to tweet, quote, "To be clear, I believe in evolution and trust scientists on global warming. Call me crazy." Were you just being cheeky, or do you think there's a serious problem with what Governor Perry said?
I think there's a serious problem. The minute that the Republican Party becomes the party, the anti-science party, we have a huge problem. We lose a whole lot of people that would otherwise allow us to win the election in 2012. When we take a position that isn't willing to embrace evolution, when we take a position that basically runs counter to what 98 of 100 climate scientists have said, what the National Academy of Sciences has said about what is causing climate change and man's contribution to it, I think we find ourselves on the wrong side of science and therefore in a losing position.
Governor Perry also caused some controversy this week when he said this about Fed Chair Ben Bernanke. Quote, "If this guy prints more money between now and the election, I don't know what y'all would do to him in Iowa,
but we would treat him pretty ugly down in Texas." I mean, printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treason, in my opinion.
The former Bush political guru Karl Rove called that remark unpresidential. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if that's pre-secession Texas or post-secession Texas, but in any event, I'm not sure that the average voter out there is going to hear that treasonous remark and say, that sounds like a presidential candidate. That sounds like someone who is serious on the issues.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while
removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Actually, 33 minutes after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the presidential race will capture much of our attention in this half hour. Welcome back. I'm Doug Steffen. We focus now on an excerpt from a program that we monitored, hosted by Jay Morris, Jim McKinney, and Sean Patrick. They talk about an ad that's appearing in Texas asking women who have slept with Rick Perry to please step forward.
I'm starting to look at some of these candidates and starting to look at some of the tactics and starting to look at some of this stuff and go, what the? Like this, a full-page newspaper ad. Now, they say it's from a supporter of Ron Paul. I don't know if that's true or if it isn't. I can't tell you. I have no idea.
Sort of plays into the whole zany thing I was saying yesterday.
I don't think this, a supporter putting something putting in a newspaper, it's, you know, you can't say it's not.
No.
But
with friends like these.
But
who needs enemies?
It asks, have you had sex with Rick Perry?
No.
Have you had sex with Rick Perry?
No, I haven't.
You, over there?
Define
sex?
Yeah,
what?
Exactly. Been in the same room with him. No.
I did not have
this
sex
guy,
with that candidate.
This guy placed an ad in the Austin Chronicle, Alt Newsweekly, less than 1 week. So I don't know. Less than 1 week after Texas governor threw his hat into the ring for presidency, according to Salon.com.
Jimmy hat.
The text reads, are you a stripper, an escort, or just a young hottie impressed by an arrogant, entitled governor of Texas? Contact CASH, that's the Committee Against Sexual Hypocrisy, and we will publicize your direct dealings with the Christian buzzword-spouting family values hypocrite and fraud. This guy, self-employed investor. He's a self-employed investor and political activist. Here's the other. He's a three-time delegate to the Texas State GOP Convention, according to Salon.com. So this isn't a Democrat. This isn't some sort of dirty tricks from the other side. This is somebody else saying, hey, look, I know Rick Perry.
And you, my friend, are no Rick Perry.
And maybe you've had sex with him, though. He claims he knows
occasionally.
Strippers. He said he claims he knows strippers in Austin who have stories about Perry. None of them are willing to come forward.
So apparently this guy likes to hang around the strip clubs of Austin.
I don't know.
So far.
Well, I don't know.
Word on the street.
Have you had sex with Rick Perry?
No.
Suddenly, you know, there will be people out there to extrapolate, hey, Rick Perry's had extramarital affairs. Someone will extrapolate, well, gee, then Rick Perry must have had an extramarital affair. Now, does this guy have some sort of backstory? I don't know.
That's...
According to this guy, he does. Will it come out somewhere within the election? Oh, you bet it will.
Oh,
if it's true.
Yeah, man, you kidding me?
If it's true, yes, indeed, this thing will rear its head.
Money talks, and you know what walks.
If we hear nothing more about it, it was a political stunt from a guy who didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. It's the fact that it's out there.
Right. Here's the question. Does this step over the line? Is this a step over the line moment? You know, you look at this and go, okay, this is crazy insane.
I don't know, because I'm not sure that we actually know where the line is anymore.
Yeah, that may be, but this is a... You have to admit, it is sort of a, there's a chuckle that comes to your voice, depending on whether you're a supporter of Rick Perry's or not. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here, over on Fox, Martha McCallum talked to Ron Paul, and she asked him about the ad, and you now hear the comment from Ron Paul.
I want to ask you about this because one question surfaced in the Austin Chronicle, and that question was in the form of an ad that is said to be from a Ron Paul supporter, and the question is, have you ever had sex with Governor Rick Perry? And it goes on to say, are you a stripper, an escort, or just a young hottie impressed by an arrogant, entitled governor of Texas? What's your response, what's your campaign's response to this coming from one of your supporters?
Well, I don't know how something like that qualifies as a question on national TV as if it's something serious. So I would say that it speaks for itself. And for me to address, I don't know anything about it. This is news to me. For me to address that would give it too much credibility. And I think bringing it up gives it way more credibility than it deserves. It's rather silly. How can this be a significant issue in a presidential race? So I don't place
so you haven't you, you didn't that this ad never came up in your discussions with your campaign. Did you ever ask anybody, you know, well, who is this guy? And he's saying he's my supporter. It never has been discussed among your campaign.
No, insignificant, silly things. We don't waste a whole lot of time on that.
What do you make of this sort of back and forth between the Perry folks and the Bush folks in your home state of Texas?
Well, I think that is interesting because their political views are pretty close. So I didn't know a whole lot about that. I don't get into the intrigue of personality. So I think it has political significance, but I don't know much about that. I didn't know that actually was going on.
But so in terms of this ad, and I know you think it's no big deal, but before I let you go, would you encourage this person to stop saying that he's one of your supporters as he run, you know, in the framework of running this ad?
Well, that would invite me to look at hundreds of thousands of people who say and do things and express themselves that I have to monitor them and check out everything that's on the internet and decide. My first impression would be, why pay attention to it? Why give it credibility? So, no, I'm not going to engage myself in that because I would be worrying about those kind of things because there's a lot of things going on like that in a lot of campaigns. So I can make comments. I could study that ad and make a comment on it. But this whole thing doesn't invite me or incite me or encourage me to start analyzing everything everybody ever says on the internet or what they put in a newspaper. That would distract from the message I'm trying to deliver.
You must admit, though, that the Committee Against Sexual Hypocrisy, it's amusing. It's all this little chuckle that goes with that. But is it serious? I don't know how he's been married, 32 years to his childhood sweetheart. They got grown children. Is that the issue, or are there other issues that seem to have more starts that might make you like or not like Ron Paul? The answer to that is probably yes. 800-510-8255. Let's move over to Countdown affiliate WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina, where host Rocky D speaks with Herman Cain about his plan. An issue? Actually, we're going to talk about economic growth? Wow.
What's going on?
I'm doing a press conference where I'm going to roll out my vision for economic growth.
Since the president can't seem to get one together, he's going to take another month before he gives another speech about what he doesn't know. I'm going to give the president and the Congress and the super committee my plan. I'm rolling it out. I'm giving it to them, saying all you got to do is implement this plan, and the economy will start to grow.
Well, you know what's going to happen. Once he borrows your stuff, he'll just return it all broken and busted up.
That's the danger. They'll take it and then tweak it and mess it up and say that it doesn't work. So one of the conditions that I'm going to say to the press is that if they take the plan and then they start modifying it, I'm not taking any responsibility for the fact that it won't work. This has been well thought out. I've had some of the brightest minds on the planet help me put together this plan. So we're going to put it out there today.
You remember what happened when the fare tax was sent to the Bush administration. The Bush administration tweaked it, busted it up, stuck things in there, and called it something else. And it was some kind of committee he went to study it. And then they said it didn't work. And everybody was screaming, but that's not what was sent in.
You are right. That's a great example, Rocky D. Look, that's what they did. They changed the assumptions. And after they changed the assumptions, they got the crooked, you know, one of the crooked agents was in D.C. to store it and said that it wouldn't work. They shouldn't have changed it. Then it would have worked. But this is exactly what happens to a lot of good ideas, which is why I'm not worried about putting it out there. Number one, I don't think they're going to use it. And number two, they're going to change it. And then I'm still going to have to do it the right way when I get to the White House.
Do you think that Barack Obama understands the plan, the economic plan, he didn't even understand his own, health care plan. He didn't even know. Joe Wilson is now schooling him, saying that, there is coverage for illegal aliens in there. I don't think these guys read all this stuff.
No, they don't read all of that stuff. And unfortunately, I don't believe President Obama has an economic bone in his body in terms of understanding what I call economic guiding principles. It's as if lowering taxes is not in his DNA. When this is exactly what we need to do to the business sector, to individuals, and make things permanent, like taking capital gains tax rates to zero, which is part of my phase one plan, because we'll get things going. Uncertainty is killing this economy. And every time the president gives another speech, he creates more uncertainty. He said that he's going to give a speech on economic growth and job creation in a month, in September. 15 million people are looking for jobs.
Yeah.
They can't wait another month for another speech.
He's got that one right. 800-510-8255. Hello to the folks listening in Akron and Gainesville and Syracuse. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, which will continue in a moment with Mitch Daniels giving his opinion about the Republican field of candidates here in the Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. It gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now, you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a speech today, President Obama said the housing market may not pick up again for another year or longer. Yeah. On the bright side, President Obama now has 9 people interested in his house.
All right. On the weekend, Savannah Guthrie talked to Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, who at one time had been interested, or appeared he was interested, in becoming a candidate. He's not now. But he talks about the current Republican field as to whether or not there are enough candidates.
You know, there's a sense, though, Governor, that some Republicans aren't quite satisfied with the field we just showed. There continues to be speculation about someone else in the race, maybe New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Congressman Paul Ryan, Rudy Giuliani has talked about it, Sarah Palin is hanging out there. Does all of this translate to a sense among some in the Republican Party that they look at the Republican field and they ask themselves, really, is this the best we can do?
Well, there's nothing wrong with searching for the best we can do. I think that's what all Americans are hoping for. And my own view has been that, although I like all those folks, there's something to like about each one of them, that this is a more the merrier situation. That's why we have an extended nomination process. And, you know, I look forward to how these candidates develop their messages.
But Governor, and, wait a minute. If you really felt strongly that in the current slate of candidates there was somebody who could take on President Obama and win, why would you be saying the more the merrier, come one, come all, let's get more candidates in?
Because back to your previous question, I would like to see the very, very best. You know, I think we know that these folks have great personal qualities. I'm waiting to hear their message. I personally hope that our party will speak the language of unity. We are all in this mess together. You know, the American people don't need a lot of instruction from anyone about how failed these policies have been, how deep the problems we're facing are. And I think that the best candidate, the one people are searching for, will be one who speaks specifically and candidly about what we ought to do about it. We don't need to bash the president. The failure of what he's done, the misdirection of this country, is pretty obvious to us all. So let's talk about the important question. What do we do now? And I think maybe one of the existing fields is going to emerge as the person who speaks most affirmatively and appealingly in that way.
Well, I know you're close to Congressman Paul Ryan, who is said to be once again weighing a bid for president. Are you encouraging him to run? Have you spoken to him lately? Do you think he may run?
I've not spoken to him lately, and I've not encouraged him. When asked about him as a candidate, I said, if Paul Ryan ran, I thought he would really enrich this debate in many of the ways I just talked about. He understands that an affirmative pro-growth, pro-jobs message that says everything else must take second place to that is the one hope for low-income people in this country. It's the one way we restore a stable and hopeful middle class. And he would be a very effective and clear spokesman with a heart for people that I think our party must display.
Well, Ryan, who is the chairman of the House Budget Committee, swatted down rumors that he was mulling a White House bid. He said, quote, "I sincerely appreciate support from those eager to chart a brighter future. While humbled, I have not changed my mind, and I'm not seeking our party's nomination for president." That's Paul Ryan's words. Up next, a countdown extra. Very important information on the countdown.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We're counting down what America's talking about.
Countdown
the
Extra.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yeah, I'm eager to get to this. This actually is the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. And it speaks to something that everybody sort of instinctively now knows. And people throw up their hands and say, well, what can we do about it? Well, it's time that something was done. On an ABC program, Diane Sawyer introduces John Carl, who does an overview of the U.S. Mint. At the U.S. Mint, they are making special presidential dollars. Maybe you saw this, maybe you heard it. We have the audio from the video. This program is costing you and me $600,000 a day. $600,000 per day. And nobody wants these presidential coins. They're not selling. They are being put in a warehouse. This goes back to a bill Congress passed in 2005 ordering the Mint to do it. And for the past 6 years, at a tune, the tune of $600,000 a day, they've been making these coins. Listen to this.
Our Washington Watchdog report tonight spotlights what seems to be a maddening waste of money as the nation is staring down so much debt. We first heard about this on NPR and had no idea it was going on. Here's ABC's John Carl.
We took a journey to the heart of the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia, down long corridors into oversized elevators and through doors, lots of doors, for a lesson on how to lose money while making money.
It sounds a little bit like Las Vegas around here, except the coins never stop coming.
This is the presidential dollar coin. They're making them to honor every dead president, but nobody seems to want them, not even the one for Rutherford B. Hayes.
Rutherford B. Hayes, hot off the press, literally, these coins are still warm.
Made of manganese brass, they cost 32 cents a pop to make. The Mint can make $1.8 million a day. Do the math, that's nearly $600,000 a day. Because almost nobody uses these things, most go directly into storage. We found a bunch of them 100 miles down the road in a vault.
Here at the Federal Reserve in Baltimore, the coins are packed into plastic bags, stacked one on top of each other, all the way up and down this aisle, several aisles of them, millions and millions of dollars in presidential coins.
And some are in boxes. It turns out there just is not much demand for a President Polk dollar. The Federal Reserve says the coins are piling up so quickly they are now spending $650,000 to build a new vault in Dallas to hold them. Shipping the coins there will cost another $3 million. Why is all this happening? Because back in 2005, Congress ordered the Mint to make the coins, believing there would be a huge demand from consumers and collectors. The demand never came, but the coins keep coming and coming and coming. Senator Jack Reed was one of the co-sponsors of that bill, but not even he uses the dollar coins.
Use any of these things? Do you have any of these in your pocket?
I don't. I tell you, but I, like everyone else, repeatedly used nickels, dimes, quarters.
Senator Reed now says Congress should consider pulling the plug on the dollar coin. Meanwhile, they keep piling up, already more than a billion made and counting.
And the Mint is scheduled to keep making the coins, going through all of the presidents in order until the year 2016. By that time, Diane, they will have made more than 2 billion $1 coins, and almost all of them will be in storage.
This is like a sci-fi movie. They just keep coming until then. But $600,000 a day, John, why isn't one of the first cuts to cut the debt, trim the debt, this?
It's a great question, Diane. And the senators tell us that they think that the thing has got to stop or at least be slowed down. They're working with the Mint and the Federal Reserve to see if they can do that. But it may take passing another law. And you may have noticed around here, not many laws are getting passed.
My God. Can you believe this kind of stupidity exists? And you listen to this guy, Senator Reed, who sounds like he'd have to take off his shoes and socks in order to count to 10. They're going to keep doing this $600,000 a day to 2016. So my question would be to those of you who agree with Warren Buffett that we ought to be paying more in taxes, is this a good enough example for us to understand waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, or do you need more? There are these kinds of programs all over the place, your money and my money being wasted, and yet these silly people, and Warren Buffett's a smart guy. You look at some of the other things that are going on, the Federal Reserve records going public, and you learn that the bailout of Wall Street, that TARP program, was the tip of the iceberg when it comes to public funds, your money going to the banksters, and what Citigroup has done and Morgan Stanley, the Bank of America, with that $1.2 trillion gift, if you will. And Warren Buffett wants to pay more in taxes to help those guys out. Sorry, that doesn't fit the bill for me. How about you? Something to think about on the Talk Radio Counter.